Welcome back to the lab. Sources have been removed from this recording for compatibility with listening. Visit quantumdisciple.com to view the sources in detail. To the skeptics, the truth seekers, and anyone who thinks the Bible is just a copy of a copy of a copy. In the world of computer science, data integrity is everything. If you send a file across a network, you need to know that the file arriving at the destination is exactly the same as the one that was sent. You do not want a corrupted packet of data. The most common objection I hear against the Bible is the telephone game. You know the game. One person whispers a phrase to another, and by the time it reaches the end of the line, quote, send reinforcements, we're going to advance, end quote, turns into quote, send 3 and 4 pence, we're going to a dance, end quote. People assume the Bible has been hacked, edited, and corrupted over 2,000 years. In this presentation, we are going to run a checksum, which is a data verification test on the Bible. We will compare its transmission system to its primary competitors, the Quran and the Book of Mormon. Spoiler alert, the file is clean. Section 1.0, the transmission system, decentralized versus centralized. How do you prevent data corruption? You use a decentralized network where information is distributed everywhere at once. Section 1.1, the Bible, the blockchain model. Think of Bitcoin. The Bible was not written by one guy in a cave. It was written by 40 authors over 1,500 years. When the New Testament was written, thousands of copies were made immediately and sent to Africa, Asia, and Europe. The logic is this. If I send a mass email to 10,000 people, and later I want to change the content of that email, I cannot. Why? Because 10,000 people already have the original in their inbox. The result is that because the Bible was spread out instantly, meaning it was decentralized, no single pope or emperor could gather them all up and edit them. If someone in Rome tried to change a verse, the copies in Egypt would prove him wrong. Just like a public digital ledger, it is distributed, making it impossible to hack without everyone noticing. Section 1.2, the competitors, the single server model. Compare this to other religious texts which rely on a single point of failure, the Quran. Following the death of Muhammad, different versions of the Quran began to circulate. The Caliph Uthman, acting as the system administrator, recalled all the manuscripts, established one official version, and burned the rest. This is a centralized edit. We have no way of auditing the original data because the backups were destroyed by the state. The Book of Mormon. This text relies entirely on Joseph Smith. He claimed to find golden plates, translated them alone, often with his head in a hat, and then the plates were taken away by an angel. No one else could verify the source code. It is a proprietary closed source system. Section 2.0, the checksum, the Dead Sea Scrolls. For centuries, skeptics said, quote, the Old Testament we have today was written in 900 AD. Surely it changed over the previous 1,000 years, end quote. Then came 1947. A shepherd threw a rock into a cave in Qumran and heard a jar break. Inside were the Dead Sea Scrolls, which were manuscripts dating back to 100 to 200 BC. This was a time capsule or a backup tape from a millennium earlier. The test was simple. Scholars compared the Isaiah scroll from 100 BC with the standard text from 900 AD. There was a 1,000-year gap of copying by hand. The results showed they were 95% identical. The 5% variations were essentially spelling differences, like the word, quote, color, end quote, versus, quote, color, end quote. The conclusion is that the ancient Jewish scribes were essentially human copy machines. The data transmission was perfect. Part 2, Section 3.0, the latency test, the time gap. In history, latency is the time gap between an event and the first written record of it. The shorter the gap, the more reliable the data. Consider Alexander the Great. The earliest biography we have of him was written 400 years after he died. Yet, no one doubts his history. Now look at the New Testament. The books were written within 30 to 60 years of Jesus' life, while eyewitnesses were still alive to fact-check them. Look at the manuscript count. For Plato, we have 7 ancient copies, For Homer's Iliad, we have 643 ancient copies. For the New Testament, we have over 5,800 ancient Greek manuscripts and over 24,000 if you count Latin and other early translations. The Bible has more data redundancy, meaning more backup copies, than any other document in ancient history. If you throw out the Bible, you have to throw out Plato, Aristotle, and Caesar, because the Bible's evidence is exponentially stronger. Section 4.0, the reality check, geography and archaeology. A reliable text must interface with the real world, which we can call the hardware. The Bible mentions real cities like Jericho and Jerusalem, real leaders like Pontius Pilate and Caiaphas, and real events. Archaeology repeatedly confirms these details. The Book of Mormon describes massive civilizations, wars with millions of casualties, and steel swords in ancient America. Yet major scientific institutions have stated there is zero archaeological evidence to support these claims. No cities, no coins, no inscriptions. The map does not match the territory. The Quran claims Jesus was not crucified. This contradicts not just the Bible, but secular Roman and Jewish historians who confirm Jesus was executed by Pilate. Section 4.1, hardware specifications, verified artifacts. When we dig in the dirt, the physical hardware validates the written software. Here is a server rack of verified artifacts where the stones literally cried out. The Hittite Empire. For centuries, skeptics said the Bible was wrong because there was no record of the Hittites. Then in 1906, archaeologists discovered their massive capital in modern Turkey. The Bible was right. The historians were wrong. Status verified the Tel Dan Stele. Minimalists claimed King David was a myth, just a Jewish King Arthur. Then in 1993, a stone slab was found in northern Israel containing a clear reference to the, quote, House of David, end quote, from the 9th century BC. Status verified the cylinder of Cyrus. The Bible claims King Cyrus of Persia allowed Jewish exiles to return home to rebuild their temple. Skeptics doubted this benevolence until this clay cylinder was found, detailing his specific policy of returning captive peoples to their homelands. Status verified the Nabonidus cylinder. Critics mocked the Book of Daniel for calling Belshazzar the last king of Babylon, as history books listed Nabonidus. This cylinder revealed that Belshazzar was his son and co-regent who ruled while his father was away. This explains exactly why Belshazzar offered Daniel the third highest ruler position, not the second. Status verified. The Moabite Stone. This stone tablet from the 9th century BC confirms the biblical account of the revolt of the king of Moab against Israel. It mentions, quote, Omri, king of Israel, end quote, and even contains the name of God, quote, YHWH, end quote. Status verified Sennacherib's prism. This Assyrian clay prism details the historical siege of Jerusalem. The Assyrian king boasts, quote, As for Hezekiah the Judean, I shut him up like a caged bird in his royal city of Jerusalem. End quote. He admits he trapped him, but just as the Bible says, he never claims to have captured the city. Status verified the Caiaphas ossuary. In 1990, workers uncovered a limestone bone box in Jerusalem. It was inscribed with the name of the high priest who presided over the trial of Jesus, reading, quote, Joseph, son of Caiaphas, end quote. We have the physical family tomb of the man who condemned Christ. Status verified, the Pool of Siloam. The gospel accounts state Jesus healed a blind man at the Pool of Siloam. Critics argue the writer was using a metaphor because no such pool existed. In 2004, workers repairing a sewer line in Jerusalem uncovered the exact steps and pool described precisely where the Bible placed it. Status verified the Merneptah Stele. This Egyptian stone slab from 1208 BC contains the earliest mention of Israel as a people group outside the Bible. It proves Israel was already established in the land over 3,200 years ago, crushing the theory that they were a late invention. Status verified Part 3, Section 5.0, Internal Consistency, the Hyperlink Structure. The Bible is not a book, it is a library. It contains 66 books written by 40 different authors, including kings, fishermen, doctors, and shepherds. It was written over 2,500 years on three continents in three languages. The miracle is that despite this diversity, it tells one single coherent story, the redemption of humanity through the Messiah. The Old Testament contains over 300 specific predictions acting like hyperlinks that were fulfilled perfectly in the user profile of Jesus of Nazareth. The statistical probability of this happening by accident is mathematically zero. Section 6.0, conclusion, the file is verified. We have audited the source code. Transmission, it is decentralized and unhackable. Integrity, it is verified by the Dead Sea Scrolls. Latency, it was written by eyewitnesses. Consistency, it has 1,500 years of agreement. Hardware, it is validated by archaeology. The other systems rely on a single man's unverifiable claim. The Bible relies on public events, a public execution, and a public resurrection verified by thousands of witnesses and backed up by thousands of manuscripts. The document is trustworthy. The question is, have you read it? Access the file. The instructions for your life are inside. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe and visit quantumdisciple.com for more Christian research. Quantum Disciple out.